Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And that's the sound of rock cracking, and this is the month of October. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. We're glad to have you from the West Coast to the East Coast and all points in between, and our listeners around the globe. Welcome to another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And in October, need I remind you, we are getting less than a month away to the all-crucial elections that's going to determine the direction of this nation. Will the Republicans take over the Senate? Will it put President Barack Obama in a bind as far as getting anything he wants through? It could happen if the Republicans take over the Senate. Now, let me tell you about today's show. We will soon get into some numbers and polling and what's going on around the country to get you prepared. But before we do, I'm going to remind you that this show is about a movie. A movie you have one chance to see on October 14th. It's called Unfair, Exposing the IRS. And we're going to concentrate on that movie today. Some clips from the YouTube trailer. And I'm going to tell you some things I know. I got to see the entire movie. And I got to talk about it with some of the people who made the film. Every American needs to go see. Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter. We are under the thumbs of a corrupt government entity. And the movie will tell you why. But first, let's talk about some of the political races coming around. And that is some excitement for those who are wanting the Democrats to hold on to power in the United States Senate. Are you one of those? Well, I'm not. I want Harry Reid to go. I think it's time to go. But the most dangerous part of this election season is, of all places, in the state of Kansas, a place that has not been a Democratic senator elected, I think they said, since 1932. Folks, that's over 80 years. And yet, there is a Republican Senator Roberts right there in Kansas who is in deep, deep trouble. The latest polls show him behind in a race against an independent. There's not even a Democrat. I think we mentioned what was going on in that race. The Democrat who won the Democratic nomination has dropped out, and he's thrown his support to the independent. And the independent has said he'll caucus with whoever wins. Now, can you believe that? The Democrats are pulling hard to get him over the finish line. It's very, very, I tell you, it's very close. It could swing the entire Senate. Do we want Barack Obama to be sort of hemmed in the last 2 years when it comes to judicial nominees, when it comes to all the legislation that could be put forth and make the Democrats the obstructionist? Well, it could all depend on the state of Kansas, and not a Democrat, but an independent. So we'll keep looking at the latest poll. It shows Pat Roberts, the incumbent Republican senator in the state of Kansas, running behind the independent by 5 points. That's a lot, folks. A lot for an independent. So what's going on there? Well, email me. If you live in Kansas, tell me. Because I'd like to know what your thoughts and feelings are of why people in Kansas may elect to help get Harry Reid some more time as the majority leader so he can team up with Barack Obama. That makes sense to me as a conservative, but that's what's going on. Another race out in Colorado. I told you a couple weeks ago, very important governor's race, and I said, are we going to have a red Republican wave across the country? And everybody's talking about the Senate. Very important, the United States Senate. But I told you to watch a race in Colorado. Not the Senate race, but the governor's race, where former Congressman Bob Beaupre is running against Hickenlooper, the Democrat incumbent for governor. And why is that an important race? Because I believe it's a bellwether. You can see which way the wind is blowing. When you look at that race, and if you see Bob Beaupre pulling ahead, you can bet there's some Republican momentum in other states, because there's a lot of internal reasons in the state of Colorado. But the Democrat, Hickenlooper, should be ahead, should be winning, but he's not. He was all the way up to just two or three weeks ago. But Bob Beaupre has pulled ahead. Watch that race in Colorado, the governor's race. And in the Senate race, there is a sitting senator, Senator Udall, Democrat in Colorado, and Congressman Gardner is running against him. And the polling shows it very close, back and forth. Gardner's actually ahead a little. So Colorado, which has voted Democrat in the past few elections, Barack Obama as president, and elected Democratic senators. So will the conservatives rally in Colorado? I hope they do. So all our listeners in Colorado, see what you can do to pull people through. Now, one race that has been disappointing, I talked about it early on in the primary. There was a primary Republican that I supported, and I asked you to get out and support, but he did not win in the state of Oregon. That's Jason Conger. Miss Webby did win. Dr. Webby. Sounds like, hey, everything the Republicans wanted. The Republican establishment wanted a doctor, a woman, and she was, guess what? She was a little soft on abortion, and she was for same-sex marriage. Now, what happens, a lot of the homosexual activists go out and they'll go in the primary, just like they did for Dr. Webby, and support her, get her pushed in, so say, we got a Republican that's for same-sex marriage, and then once they get her through the primary, they leave her high and dry, and now she's running 10 points behind in the polls against the incumbent out there. Merkley is a Democrat. You know, where are the conservatives? Well, they're not getting behind Webby because she doesn't really hold on to conservative principles in many cases. Will she come through? Will she be able to build up some momentum? Right now, it looks like she's going the other way. So that's what's going on the West Coast in the state of Oregon. Again, let me know, listeners, if there's anything that she can do to pull out of the nosedive she's in. So I'm giving you some points. It's not all a big red wave coming, because the Democrats are pouring in some money. And one of the races I've been watching to see what's happening is, again, the all-important state of Kentucky, where the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, is pulling ahead, but the Democratic Senate committee that funds the Democratic senators is actually pouring in more money. Millions of it, dwindling pot of money they're pouring into Kentucky. Now, is that a smart move or bad move? Well, if they keep pouring it in and McConnell keeps pulling ahead, well, that's less money than spending in other states. So very important. Right now it's going back and forth with all the strategy, but this is the strategy people need to know. This is from Doc Holliday. We do not need Harry Reid as the majority leader. The only way to get rid of Harry Reid, the next 2 years are crucial. If you want to get rid of Obamacare, if the Republicans do not take over the Senate, there's no way ever to get rid of Obamacare. If you say you're against Obamacare, if you say you're against this new health care law that is sucking the economy dry and hurting people, it's the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. And if you do not vote to get rid of Harry Reid, you're voting for keeping Obamacare in place. That's the bottom line, folks. That's the bottom line. You don't look at anything else, but if you really love America and you love what type of freedom we've had up until this Obamacare Affordable and Caring Act legislation went into effect, our economy is in trouble, our health care is in trouble, doctors don't like it, most patients don't like it, those who are getting some subsidies, it's going to be confusing. We could do a much better plan. Listen to Dr. Ben Carson. Go back and listen to the plan I put out. I keep working on it, and I'll keep working on it. But this new health care, unaffordable, uncaring act is the only way to get rid of it is to get rid of Harry Reid from being a majority leader this November. If you wait to 2016, there will not be enough seats to get Republicans pulling ahead in the United States Senate. And there's no way it will ever be repealed without Republicans in charge of the U.S. Senate. Now, go figure. Go figure. Who wants Harry Reid to stay in as majority leader? Splitting politics. Next week, we're going to look at some more races. But I've got to get into the most important thing, the show, the movie called Unfair. What is it? Let me tell you. It's a documentary exposing the IRS. It will be in over 700 theaters on October 14th. Next week, October 14th, it's Tuesday. Mark it down on your calendar. Is it going to be in your city? You have to go to their website or Facebook page. They do have a Facebook page, and you can go there. Just Google it. Unfair, the movie, exposing the IRS. Go there. Find out if you got one, if it's going to be shown in your city at a theater. Now, the tickets, the last I heard, I think are going to run around $12.50. May be wrong. In some places, there's some free tickets or some help available getting tickets. You just have to check in your local environment, check with different freedom groups. But I'm telling you, you ought to see the movie, and I'm going to tell you why. Let me play some clips. But remember this date, October 14th, next Tuesday. Write it down, and it's going to be shown at 7 o'clock. America, different locations, but check out the time. Could be a little different because at the end of the movie, there'll be a live satellite feed with people like Governor Mike Huckabee and I think Alan Keyes, former Ambassador Alan Keyes, and others talking about why the IRS should be just, it should be wiped out. It should be dismantled. Get rid of it. Let me let you listen to some of the trailer. I'm going to talk about it. In the second half of the show, I will tell you I got a clip that goes along with the IRS abuse, an exclusive of Brian Brown of the National Organization of Marriage. I give you up-to-date latest news about why the National Organization of Marriage sued the IRS, and they won, and I'm going to give you the update because nobody else is reporting it. We helped break this story 2 or 3 years ago. Last January of this year, we told you about the lawsuit. But now there's some new news coming up in the second half of the show. I'll play you an exclusive clip you won't hear anywhere else, but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, talking about the abuse of the IRS that's been proven. Mr. President, you said there's not a smidgen of evidence.
It's not true.
Not even mass corruption, not even a smidgen of corruption.
It's not true.
Well, President Obama says it's not true, but you're going to hear an exclusive right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics from the National Organization of Marriage president. That's Brian Brown. You won't hear it anywhere else, but you're going to hear it on this show, why the president speaks a lie. It is absolutely a lie when he says not a smidgen. And it's not me saying it. It's not Brian Brown saying it. It's a federal judge and the Internal Revenue Service. They all say that what the president said is an absolute lie. Our president has lied to us many times. But this is one you'll hear proven right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics in the second half of the show. But first, let's play a clip from Unfair, the movie, and see why the IRS is abusing more than just Brian Brown and the National Organization for Marriage, abusing the Tea Party groups.
I've been cheated.
What difference at this point does it make?
A lot of reasons why you need to go see the movie October 14th. Let's start a trailer and I'll stop and talk about different parts of it right here and right now.
We're here to protest the terrible injustice set upon the American people.
What's your name?
I'm not sure if I say it, maybe the IRS would be coming after me.
The IRS has become a criminal enterprise, much like the mafia, except the mafia operates with at least the honor of not whacking the women and the children.
This has been going on for decades.
A lot of answers have been brought up, from abolishing the IRS. I also think some people need to be put in jail.
If a defendant in court changed his or her defense six different times, what would you call them?
It's not just conservatives. It's not just the Tea Party.
It's just power in Washington.
They sent us a letter saying we owed right at $50,000. Well, we had to pay it or close up.
You know, we're all volunteers. You know, we don't get paid for this. We do it because we love liberty and we love freedom.
And here I'm being accosted by this IRS agent.
Why are the American people not demanding that we padlock their doors?
We want to make the moral case that it is un-American to violate your First, Fourth, Fifth, Seventh, and Eighth Amendment rights with this system.
This doesn't just potentially affect us. This affects everyone.
If it can happen to us, it can happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Where can we go? Where do you run away to from the United States of America?
Wow, what a statement. Where do you run to if not the United States of America? Where can you run? You can't leave America. We are the world's best, as Lincoln said, last hope for freedom. We are the envy of the world with our freedom and liberty, and yet we're losing it. And the IRS is a big bully. It's a big part of that. And so I hope you heard the voices of Americans, everyday Americans, in that trailer, Unfair, the movie, October 14th. And you need to go see it. I saw the movie. I got to see and screen the whole entire movie. Great voices were being heard and being and crying out from across the United States. It's not just the Tea Party. It's a lot of conservative organizations. But how about those who are just trying to go through adoption of a child? Bully tactics of the IRS are being exposed. And I told you that as far as seeing the movie, it does put together and tie together a lot of the different clips and things that you've probably seen over the last 2 years. Some of them you have, some of them you haven't. I didn't see everything that was in the movie. I knew where they were going. But it is incredible what we as a people have allowed our government to do to us, to put something or some entity that hangs over our head. The Constitution is supposed to protect our liberties, and now we have Americans all over that are scared of our government and how the bully tactics of the United States IRS is ruining the lives of Americans everywhere. Wow, there's so much to say. I do want to talk to you. I got more, another clip on the movie. But let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. Let me go ahead and give a plug for next week's show. And because I did get to go to the Value Voters Conference Summit in Washington, D.C. this past week. I did get to hear speeches from Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, some things they had to say. I did get a clip. I talked to my friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. He was down, and I did get a clip from him. I'll play. Do you want to know what Governor Huckabee would do if he was president and ISIS is on the loose like it is now? Well, you're going to get an exclusive next week from Governor Mike Huckabee right here on Rock Splitting Politics. And do you know what the number $127 trillion. You know what that means? Well, we find out that in a clip from Dave Brat. Now, you remember who he is? He beat Eric Cantor in the primary, the Republican congressional primary in Virginia. Eric Cantor, the majority leader of the United States House of Representatives, went down in the primary by an unknown candidate that came out of nowhere, and he's running for the congressional seat there in Virginia that was held by Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House. So very good show coming up next week, and I'll share with you about the Value Voters. Did get a quick talk with Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio also. So a lot to look forward to next week's show. And if there is a story but that Glenn Beck came and talked to us, and Glenn Beck had an interesting outlook on something about President Barack Obama that you will be very surprised. And it's actually something that Doc Holliday's already done on his show. So next week, some exciting things. And, of course, the elections will be zeroing in on some of the elections. So don't miss next week's show. And if you don't have my book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, go to the website, go there, order your book. And we have got some exciting things to talk about in the next few weeks. So don't miss a single show. Tell your friends and neighbors. If they want to know what's going on and what they need to know and hear things they won't hear anywhere else on any television or radio show, tell them to come to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Send them a link and let's keep this show going and growing so we can help mold and shape the future for our children and grandchildren and bring freedom and liberty in amounts this nation has never seen before. I believe in singing a new song, just like we had the clip beginning of the show of U2's singing a new song. It's time to sing a new song. We have got a future together that's bright and beautiful for everyone and for liberty and freedom when we build coalitions and work together. And that's what we are doing here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now, Unfair the Movie, October 14th. When is it? Next week, next Tuesday. It's at 700 theaters across the country. And it's one night. And they got live satellite right after the movie. They won't roll the credits. They'll roll on Mike Huckabee and others to talk about what we can do about the IRS abuse and some things we can do. Some people go, well, what is it can you do? How does America get taxes? Well, we got a lot of just panicky people. What would happen? Well, I tell you, there's people like former Congressman John Linder, who I've got to meet and talk to, and he is the author of The Fair Tax. In fact, he'll be in the movie. Look for former Congressman John Linder of Georgia, but he actually lives in the state of Mississippi now. So I do want to let you know that what he says and others, there are alternatives to the IRS abuse. We don't have to suffer. One of the things, one of the takeaways I got from the movie, and I want you to go see, but they tell us in the movie, remind us that this nation, more than half the life of this nation, survived and thrived without the IRS. Nobody even heard of the IRS. It was the 16th Amendment back early last century. So it's just been around about 100 years. And America survived before then. So what can we do? Go see the movie. They help give us some consequences. If we abolish the IRS, America can survive. Not only survive, I believe it can thrive. Think of all the abuse, all the time. Think of all the energy that goes in to making sure the IRS gets the numbers it wants, and then Americans suffer from the penalties of having just to go through their taxes and put them together when they don't, when they do everything to get things right, and it's so complicated, and you hire people, and it costs money, and it's just an amazing bushwhacking of the American people, and it's time we rise up and say enough is enough, and Congress, get rid of the IRS. It's abusing us. And this movie will help you better understand it if you don't understand it now. And I hope the liberals who seem to like taxes go see the IRS. This is for everybody. It's not getting people out of paying taxes. There's ways we can pay taxes that are fair and equitable and will not take so much time in this day and age. We don't need to waste our time and energies and threats from the IRS for our very businesses. How is America going to survive if businesses don't have a way to simply pay their taxes? Now, let's play a little bit of this, another clip from Unfair the Movie. And then I have the exclusive interview with Brian Brown and why President Barack Obama lied when he said a smidgen of corruption. Now let's hear a little bit more from Unfair, exposing the IRS.
The problems in America can be traced back to the income tax.
The agency targeted the Tea Party,
told to focus on organizations with, quote, political-sounding names.
When this latest IRS scandal broke, I knew something more than just talking about it had to be done.
America stands at a crossroads.
This has, in one seismic moment, shifted the burden of proof from the tinfoil beheaded to to the government.
For 100 years, an ever-growing leviathan of government has crept into every facet of our lives, our businesses, our homes, our churches, our charities, even our health care.
It's just about too much power in Washington.
The IRS's behavior was criminal.
Why are the American people not demanding that we padlock their doors?
This is not just a political issue. This is not just an economic issue. This is a moral issue.
The government shut you down and you fought back. And now you've got an IRS on.
I would never dream that I would have to fight for my economic freedom.
Our founding fathers believed that government must protect the rights of the people.
This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America.
And that the government which governed least governed best. Is there?
That was the another trailer for the movie called Unfair, exposing the IRS. I hope you will. I hope you will go see it. But not only go see it, tell your friends and neighbors. Get people out. These documentary films, they don't have a big budget to go advertise. It's up to you and me. If we want people to get excited about abolishing the IRS, to be free and fair and make America freer than we've known in our lifetimes, go see the movie, Unfair, Exposing the IRS. Now, exposing the IRS right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I have an exclusive interview with Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage. I saw a picture of a $50,000 check that the IRS wrote out to the National Organization for Marriage because it abused this organization just like it has so many other conservative organizations. But the National Organization for Marriage sued the IRS and they won. Listen to Brian Brown, their president. As I talked to him about winning the IRS suit, and like I told you, I did see a check. I saw a picture of the check for $50,000 to Brian's organization, but he had more than just a lawsuit. The lawsuit has been won, but they're doing something extra, so that's what I asked Brian about, and here he is to tell you about it.
It's not in the suit itself. We're working to figure out a method to get the key person that gave this information out, that got the information, he's claimed the Fifth Amendment privilege, so he won't talk. And so we're trying to get to a way where we can get him to talk, because I mean, it's a problem that he went and got the documents, but he's not a government agent. I mean, he's a activist. It's wrong what he did, but we're not trying to put him in jail. It's much worse when it's the government. And so I would rather him get some sort of immunity and then tell us, if he has immunity, who gave it to you from the IRS, because we still don't know that. Even though we won, we weren't able to prove who did it because the IRS doesn't have the records. So we've got to get some way. He's the only one right now that knows who's the person that he called his conduit in the IRS. We still don't know who that is because he's claimed the Fifth Amendment privilege. By the way, you don't claim your Fifth Amendment privilege unless you've likely done something. I mean, this is not something. I mean, he knows something.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep, thanks.
Now that was Brian Brown and the National Organization for Marriage, and a couple of takeaways very important that you get from this show. You're not going to get it anywhere else. So tell your friends and neighbors that they want proof that President Barack Obama is a liar and the IRS is more than a smidgen of corruption. Go to this show and listen to Brian Brown tell you they won their lawsuit. The IRS had to pay them $50,000 for their abuse, and a federal judge said so, and the IRS did not appeal it. But now this is the first takeaway, is that the National Organization of Marriage was abused. And go back, if you hear a show back from January, Brian was telling us how they knew that their documents had been lifted from the IRS. They had proven fact the way it was tracked, and then the IRS had to admit they were wrong. Somebody in the IRS gave their information about their donor information as very private. Only the IRS and this organization should know it, but they leaked it out, and their political opponents used that to they could harass, just like they did in California and other states where people find out donors who were fighting against making the legalization of gay marriage, and people would actually go to the donors, force them out of jobs, and hurt their businesses. And so, therefore, this information, it was not supposed to be public, and the IRS leaked it. Someone in the IRS did. And did you hear Brian Brown? The second takeaway, not only did the IRS be proved that they were corrupt, but they lost the records. They lost Lois Lerner's emails. They have no records of this. They say they can't find out who it is because they've lost the records. This isn't a corrupt organization called the IRS. It's you and me. We, the people, are putting up with this political and governmental abuse. We're being abused by our own government. We, the people, stand up. Go see the movie Unfair. Go tell your friends and neighbors. Now's the time to make your voice known and let your representatives and your senators know that the IRS must go. It's beyond cleaning up. They have just forced Americans into the pits the last time. IRS of it, better way. Go check out the fair tax. Go check out other ways we can get revenue. And that's the bottom line of this show this week. Don't forget Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics exclusives next week with Governor Mike Huckabee, Congressman Jim Jordan, Ohio. And we also have, like I told you, a quick clip from Dave Brat, who beat Eric Cantor in the Republican primary election. So you don't want to miss next week's show, because you won't hear it anywhere else, but you're going to hear it here. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Can't wait to do next week's show for you, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Keep us posted and linked to places around the world, all your friends. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.